You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios, man. We got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. Like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. All right, we've already finished the first dipper of the day. We're moving now to a conversation. We're going to pause the dippers for the moment and have a conversation with one of the men elected to help govern on behalf of our state. U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville is the senior senator from the state of Alabama. He's got a number of prime committee assignments, one of which is he's a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. And we've got him on the line right now. So without further ado, Coach Tuberville, how you doing, sir?
Phil, I'm doing great. I'm sitting here at my desk in D.C. and some of my staffers, and I got a Coke with peanuts in it, Alabama peanuts. Have you ever done that?
That's never one. I've done it, but it's never one I could actually cotton to. Is that like a
that's a
comfort food for you?
Well, that's what in my age growing up, we all did that. You know, we filled the bottle, we drank a little bit of the bottle, and we filled it up with peanuts. And in Alabama, we got great peanuts, so. They send them to us up here. We give them out to people here in the Capitol and our office building. And so I use them wisely.
Well,
I use them wisely.
Outstanding. Well, you know what? A touch of home and a bit of comfort food all at the same time. So that's good.
Yeah, you got to have something to get your mind off this mess up here, Phil.
Well, it's a mess, Coach. So let me ask you a few questions. I saw today that Secretary of Defense Austin has said he's got nothing to discuss with you. No reason to have to even work this issue of confirmations out with you. Have you had any more communications with him since that?
No, they're not concerned about this. Of course, they're screaming and yelling readiness. And, you know, if they're really concerned about that, they could change it back, next 5 minutes and we'd get all these people promoted, but they're not worried about that. Here's what I'm worried about. Obviously I'm worried about taxpayer money going to abortions, but, the Democratic Party, what they're trying to do is circumvent and go around everything the Constitution stands for. And they're doing this new law policy that was done by law in 1985, sponsored and voted for by Joe Biden for this abortion policy in the military. And it's worked great. I even asked them in a briefing, let me see your people that have that have complained about this. Zero complaints in 30 years. And but they decided to do it on their own and do it with a memo. And I've sat up here and watched them try to destroy this country and go around the Constitution enough. And they run into somebody here that's not going to change his mind. They're not going to change their mind, obviously. So Schumer's going to get anything done. They're going to have to start doing them one at a time. And I'm fine with that. But, they're trying to play hardball. But it's just unfortunate that everything they do, they try to tear this country down. I'm not going to allow this to happen.
Well, you bring up a great point. You know, I'll be honest with you. In my own military experience, I know for a fact that readiness is not being impacted because acting commanders are just a norm. And they're a norm even when you don't have a situation like we've got right now with these confirmations. But so right now, readiness is a farcical argument. But here's the thing. You just mentioned it. Schumer. All you're saying is they can go through the regular order of business and do them one at a time, which is, you know, the regular order. Why won't Schumer bring them to a vote? Just pure politics, I would imagine.
No, that's all it is. Here's the deal. They don't want to bring it to the floor for a vote. You know, as I've told them, listen, just change the policy back and just send the bill that you want. Let's vote on it. But they don't want to vote because it's a bad vote for his side. So that's out. So the second thing is to admit, okay, we'll do it one at a time. But if they start doing it that way, they're afraid that some of my other colleagues will say, hey, if that'll work, let's just start blocking other things that these goofballs are doing. So that's kind of where we stand, Phil. I'm not going to change. They've obviously said the White House, the Pentagon, Secretary of Defense, they said they're not going to change. You know, they looked at me back, a month ago and said, if we got the commander of the Marines, we're commandant, we've always had one, and he's not going to be confirmed because of Coach. I said, wait a minute. Bring it to the floor. Let's vote on it. I'm for the guy. Let's bring it to the floor. They wouldn't do it. So they tried to make us look bad, or me look bad. And at the end of the day, they're gonna have the apple in their mouth, and hopefully they're gonna understand that I mean business, and I'm just trying to be fair about this, but don't change this thing and make the taxpayers of this country do something that's against the Constitution.
Well, absolutely, and I'll be honest with you, there's very few times when one man can stand in the way of something this big, and so my listeners have overwhelmingly been supportive, and we are too. So appreciate what you're doing, and thank you very much.
Awesome.
Let me switch gears on you though. U.S. News and World Report just came out with an article last night, said that Huntsville is the number one place in the nation for families to move to, but not good enough for Space Command apparently. So I just look at it and go, well, I guess, Space Command troops are just not going to have the number one place to live in. But I can't help but ask you, General Dickinson, the general in charge, now you sit on Senate Armed Services. Is he going to be brought before Senate Armed Services to provide testimony about why he advised the president different than what he had sort of intoned before? And oh, by the way, why he bought a retirement house right down the road from Space Command in Colorado?
Well, first of all, Dixon, he's from Colorado, okay? So he's got a little something to prove there to try to keep it in his home state. So he's from there. So we won't go after him about him buying a farm there. But I will say this, that, the articles say that the one person that makes this decision is not the president, it's not the former commander, and it's not the Secretary of Defense. It's the Secretary of Air Force. And Secretary of Air Force says and has told us recently, just in the last few weeks, I recommend it to go to Huntsville, Alabama. They overrode him. Is that legal? We're going to find out. Mike Rogers, Congressman Rogers, is going to bring him to the floor. I mean, to a hearing in September. I think Dixon, Kendall, and probably Secretary of Defense, and just, hey, I want to see your paper trail. I want to see the conversations with the president. Again, it's going around the rules of this country. And it's obviously the best place. We all know that. And then politics got involved. And it's just unfortunate that it's going to hamper what the growth of Space Command is going to be, because there's not a better place with Missile Defense Agency, NASA, all the defense contractors, the Redstone Arsenal. Security is one thing, because the next war probably is going to be started in space, taking out everybody's GPSs and all those things. It'll happen from space. Now, there's no better place for security than Redstone Arsenal. You got to remember this, too. We found out a month ago, Phil, that from the Secretary of Defense and General Dixon, they went out and leased a building 9 miles that's not secure.
Yeah.
They put a lot of their facilities in this building for $250,000 of taxpayer money a month for the next 10 years. No security whatsoever. Now, I don't know what planet they live on, but we do not live in a very secure world as we speak. And this is one area that needs to be secure. So it's just a stupid decision by a bunch of politicians that say, listen, we can stick it to the Republicans. You're not sticking to the Republicans. You're sticking it to the people of this country that need to be protected, and that's what our military is for.
Well, and I guess the last point I'd like to just get to on that is how much, and I haven't heard anybody address it this way yet, how much was spent on all of the required studies, the environmental impact analysis, the constant, climate surveys and the economic impacts. And we had to have study after study, and then they wanted to restudy. And how much was actually spent of taxpayer dollars only to have Biden throw it in the trash can and ignore the findings? I mean, how much waste was there in this? And I think that's a question that I hope is going to be asked at some point and hopefully answered.
Yeah, I can't give you the final tally on it, but I will say this. Millions were spent.
Yeah.
And rightly so, if we're going to do it right, you wanted to look at the 66 people that applied for this. And so there was hundreds of people that went through this with a fine-tooth comb for a couple of years with President Trump. And then it was allotted and given to Huntsville. And then Biden administration comes in and says, well, we need a few more reviews. And, of course, they did the same thing, went through it. And, of course, who ended up first? Huntsville in all of them. So they did it just to say they did it. They wasted more taxpayer money. It's like sending $24 billion to go to Ukraine. What are they going to spend it on? We don't have any munitions left. I mean, we don't have anything to give them. What we're doing is we're paying for their government. People don't understand that the government, United States government, is paying for their government and their pension plans when our country is going to hell in a handbasket. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous is what's going on up here in Washington, D.C. But, the enemy's at the gate up here, and we better start understanding, even the Democrats, if you love this country, you better open your eyes and see what's going on, get politics out of your equation of what's going on and how we get this country back on the right track.
Well, yeah, well said. So let me ask you this, Coach, change the subject, but in the last couple of minutes we've got before we go, we got the newest indictment, the fourth indictment of the former president in the middle of a campaign season in Georgia. And this one, by the way, swept in 18 other people. Your thoughts on these rash of indictments and the latest ones out of Georgia?
It's a witch hunt. We've all known that it's coming. They spend more time with that. And of course, the media is what gets us in trouble, Phil. You know, if we had a balanced media, I mean, this wouldn't be going on. They would hold the Democrats accountable, but they're not accountable for anything. You know, we've got people in jail up here from January the 6th that just walked around the Capitol. They're still in jail up here and not given due process. I mean, it is the COVID situation, but there's more stuff coming out on that right now that people really don't want to hear about. I've seen a lot of things that have come out, and then, of course, the climate hoax. I mean, the things that go on up here are just absolutely ridiculous, and, of course, Biden and Hunter Biden, his son. The corruption is so deep that I don't know the direction that we're going to go. It's like having so many problems in some kind of business. You know, where do you start? Do you start over? It's just absolutely insane. But President Trump, he'll fight back. And that's the reason I'm on his side, because he's not a politician. He's going to fight back. We've got to have a fighter. And we can't have somebody that just wants the job. We got to have somebody that's got experience and is going to fight, because it's going to take a fist fight for 4 years to get our country back after these clowns run in the ground the next year and a half like they've done the first 2.5 years.
Well, 2024 is coming, and it can't get here fast enough, and I just hope that it means some changes are coming our way in the Senate and in the administration. But, Coach, exactly. Coach, I committed to your staff that I'd have you off in time for the next thing on your calendar, so I appreciate you making time for us today, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Bill. God bless.
All right. Take care now. U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville, his thoughts on Space Command, his thoughts on the Trump indictments, and his thoughts on, you know, all things related to these Senate confirmations. More to come. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll jump into Dipper number 2. This one's kind of crazy. Library wars. What? Yeah. We'll be right back.